At Rural First, we're the leader in rural construction loans because we don't work here. We work out here. We live rural, which means we know just what you need to build rural. Our dedicated team of loan specialists works with you throughout the construction process. And with our digital tool, you can manage your project all in one place. That's how Rural First gets you closer to what matters. Rural First is a registered trademark of Farm Credit Mid-America. NMLS 407249. Equal housing lender. Loan subject to approval and eligibility. Other terms and conditions may apply. Visit ruralfirst.com for more details.
Building a business may feel like a big jump, but OnDeck Small Business Loans can help keep you afloat. With lines of credit up to $100,000 and term loans up to $250,000, OnDeck lets you choose the loan that's right for your business. As a top-rated online small business lender, OnDeck's team of loan advisors can help you find the right business loan to fit your needs. Visit OnDeck.com for more information. Depending on certain loan attributes, your business loan may be issued by OnDeck or Celtic Bank. OnDeck does not lend in North Dakota. All loans and amounts subject to lender approval.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
Lots of couples got engaged over Christmas and New Year, and more proposals can be expected around St. Valentine's Day. No pressure then. But as many of our listeners will get invites to multiple weddings this year, what is the going rate for the gift these days? Is cash still king when you are a wedding guest? I'm joined on the line by Sarah Kennedy, wedding expert and founder of The Isle by Sarah Kennedy. It's a wedding blog. Sarah, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. How are you doing?
I'm very well. Now, is it cash mostly now?
Yes, like the any poll that I run, and I run this poll every year around gifting for weddings, 90% will come back saying cash. That's what they're giving. So it still is cash is king, and that's what couples want, and that's what people are happy to give.
Now, what is the going rate?
Okay, so in the most recent poll I ran, the majority of the audience came back and said that €200 was the average per couple that they were putting into a card. Now, that is down on the previous year that came in at 250, which was quite a spike. And that was really around the 2023 mark that rate was coming in. But if I go to prior to COVID, the rate that was coming back that couples were giving was about 150. So it still is up before where we were at in COVID, but realistically, you're looking at about 200 per card. Now, there are variants on that. So, for example, those who are within the bridal party said that they would give more, and that could be anything from €100 more to €200 more. And in some cases, there was a small minority that were going higher than that. Then there's, of course, parents who are going to gift maybe their children a little bit more than that. And some were saying that they were giving a lot and contributing to the wedding as well to help them get it over the line. And then there was others where they may not get a full day invite, or they can't go, but they were still giving small cash amounts or something small as a token rather than that. So there are different nuances. And then the one that surprised me the most was those couples, because we do see an increase in couples going abroad to get married. So again, I asked that question whether some would give the same amount or less, because I would have assumed that couples would give less if they were going abroad. But no, majority of the respondents said that they would give the same amount as if it was an Irish wedding, which I was surprised at, because it is such an undertaking to go abroad for a wedding, because you are paying a good bit more to go, depending on how the wedding is set up. Look, you know, we can call a spade, depending on where you get married. Married in Ireland, it could be the equivalent of going, you know, to something that's very affordable in Spain, for example, by the time you come through. But I did find that surprising that the majority were holding tight on that.
Now, if you don't want to give cash because it's a bit too crass, I'm told that things like maybe Blue Book vouchers or flight vouchers can actually be very acceptable.
Yeah, so what I've seen a big movement over the last number of years is that there's many guests want to give couples an experience and something to look forward to after the big day, because they know that they're going to be getting a lot of cash. And you know yourself, like, cash can come and go and you're getting a big bulk, and that'll go towards paying off, you know, the overarching expenditure of the wedding. But many, and the Blue Book wins every time. So many going for the Blue Book because they have a lovely bank of, you know, luxurious hotels, which are perfect for like a little mini moon, Irish hotel vouchers. And some even doing, you know, a honeymoon pot. So there's a lot of travel agents and where, you know, couples can actually say, look, you know, we'd love to get some experiences or even just par fund our honeymoon, and guests can actually send money into that pot as well. And that's all done through technology. So, you know, there are some nuances there. And I've even heard of a lot of people getting vouchers for restaurants. So if they know the couple quite well, they might know where their favorite restaurant is, and even giving restaurant vouchers for something like that. So they've something to look forward to later on, which is a nice idea, because you do remember that guest who gave you that gift after. It does stay good in your memory. It's just something different.
Now, the total cost of a wedding for a couple, I mean, if there's a hen and a stag that both parties are invited to because both of the couple know the bride and the groom, and then there's the wedding itself, which will involve an overnight stay, maybe an overseas overnight stay for a day or two.
Yeah.
The guy might be required to rent a tux. The woman might be required to buy a dress. There will be hair, makeup and all the rest. I mean, a typical wedding, the whole shebang, I mean, it could be costing...
It could
be
1,000 per household. Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, and it's a huge undertaking. And I particularly, like, if you think about, you know, the general cluster trends around weddings. So if you've got a couple who are getting married, what you may find is at least 10 other couples in their peer group are getting married within the same 2-year framework. So I remember there was 1 year for ourselves, like we had 10 weddings within a year and a half. And you're looking at, you know, each of them costing you between 600 to 1,000, depending on where they are and how long they go on for. And if you're going a long distance, you're probably going to do the 2 nights. So there is quite an undertaking. But like what I would say to people, like if you lay down how many weddings you've got coming up over the year, you can quite strategically think about, okay, well, do I have to get a new outfit for every single one? You know, is it more efficient to actually buy a suit and rewear that rather than rent? You know, so there's a few different things that if you can just lay it all down on a piece, if you know you've got a good few weddings coming up in a year, and see like what's the most economical way of doing this. And as well, don't be afraid, you know, they're obviously you can stay in the venue that night, but you don't always, like if there's a good bank of B&Bs or local guests house surrounding the area, which they're probably going to be half the price. Also look at that, and even having groups of friends with an Airbnb, whatever that might take. And I've actually spotted a lot, particularly if there's a wedding venue within an hour or an hour and a half of where people are living, they're booking minibuses to drop them down and pick them up. So it is just saving that little bit extra, because a lot of venues, they don't have the full bandwidth of room space as well. They might only have, particularly the exclusive venues, they might only have 20 rooms, 40. So it does really depend. I think you have to look at, okay, we do have a lot of weddings and we really want to be there, but do we have to spend that amount per wedding that we're going to?
All right, Sarah, thank you very much for joining us. The Isle by Sarah Kennedy is the wedding blog. And Sarah, thank you very much for joining us. Now,
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
Building a business may feel like a big jump, but OnDeck Small Business Loans can help keep you afloat. With lines of credit up to $100,000 and term loans up to $250,000, OnDeck lets you choose the loan that's right for your business. As a top-rated online small business lender, OnDeck's team of loan advisors can help you find the right business loan to fit your needs. Visit OnDeck.com for more information. Depending on certain loan attributes, your business loan may be issued by OnDeck or Celtic Bank. OnDeck does not lend in North Dakota. All loans and amounts subject to lender approval.